The next Officer Academy for the Anchorage Police Department won't take place until autumn of 2011 at the earliest. But this month, APD's Auxiliary Alumni Association honored another batch of Citizen Academy graduates. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The Auxiliary's Jim Kalitka oversees the now 13-session, mostly one-night-a-week academy. He was a member of the first Citizens Academy group in 2005, joined the Alumni Association immediately afterwards, and has been involved in all 11 since then. Over those years, the Anchorage Academy has become recognized by other police departments as one of the best in the nation.
Our instructors are actually instructors who teach in a regular police academy when they're in session. So we get what may be a week's course in a regular academy would be, we get a 45-minute version of it. So they cram a lot in a little bit of time.
45 minutes is the scheduled amount of time. Most sessions and evenings run longer. That's partially because the 24 or so citizens who take the free academy already have some interest in their community's police department. And their interests are as varied as the broad range of class topics. Those include recruitment, the use of force, traffic and DUI investigations, gangs, financial crimes, child abuse, sexual assaults, domestic violence, canine officers, SWAT teams. And as Kalitka notes, it's not all passive and can be disturbing.
The crime scene investigation, where they do the mock crime scenes, and that's the more eye-opening, aha type of, and in cybercrime, when they see what's really going on over the internet, and the predators are just looking for young children, young adults to take advantage of.
The second academy of 2010 began in mid-September, and except for post-graduation ride-alongs, ended with December's ceremony. Mary Jones was the oldest graduate. Her favorite session was the final one at the training center's indoor firing range.
They didn't tell me what I was shooting, but it was this great big gun with all these attachments and flame shot out of it, and it had a halo scope, and there's no way you could miss. I'm 74 years old, and I did 3 kill shots.
Sergeant Ted Smith, who taught the firearm safety class, knows which guns Jones enjoyed.
Well, with me, she shot 2 different Remington 870 shotguns, a 14-inch barrel one and a 9-inch barrel one. Then with one of my former SWAT sergeants, she shot an MP5 submachine gun. People love to shoot that gun.
At the opposite end of the age spectrum was Tyler Ososki. His favorite was the K-9 class.
The officers that were actually the K-9 handlers seemed like they had the most passion for their job. Seemed like they were the most trained, most well-experienced. They seemed like they knew their specialization the most.
Serena Warner had other choices.
Oh boy, I liked the homicide investigating and I liked the shooting, of course. And I was very surprised at the chaplaincy and that they were all volunteers, but they staffed a full 24/7 calendar. I thought that was pretty amazing.
Beyond attracting recruits like Tyler, Police Chief Mark Mew says the department also hopes to lure some graduates into the police auxiliary. The auxiliary assists the police in large outdoor community functions, plus other crucial tasks like search teams.
There may be 28 officers out on the street on a given night. Maybe 4 or 5 of them can be involved in that search. So the search team comes out and basically they kind of take over the call. They do all the ground searching. They do all the door-to-door canvassing. They have electronic tracking devices for Alzheimer's patients. And they work for hours, all night long during the cold. We've used them for evidence searches as well. We're looking for a weapon or something like that that we believe has been stashed someplace.
If the attendees differ on favorite classes, like Warner, they agree on the academy itself.
It's a great class. My husband's thinking about taking it.
According to Kalitka, even before posting the dates on the Auxiliary Alumni Association's website, the next class is already attracting applicants. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.